It's that time of year again, open enrollment, which is the annual time of year when employees get to decide if they want to opt in on an institute-sponsored insurance plan for themselves and their families. We're talking about getting your care at MIT Health. Welcome to Conversations with MIT Health. I'm Melanie Cole. We have a panel today with three MIT Health providers for you. Joining me is Dr. Chukwuloka Obianwu, Jr. He's a physician in family and sports medicine. Jessica Sinesi, she's the clinical director of primary care, and Kate Durr, she's a medical specialties nursing manager. Welcome to you all. Thank you for joining us today. Jess, I'm going to start with you, please. So I've got questions that I'm going to be asking you all. Laura asks, I'm new to MIT, and I don't quite understand all the services available to me at MIT Health as an employee. Can you give me an overview, please?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we offer a lot of services here at MIT Health. We have a full primary care service. We provide primary care for all ages of patients, so newborn all the way up through. We provide care for all health plan members, so that includes both employees and their family members. And we also have a lot of resources on site to support those services. So we have a laboratory and radiology services. We do mammography and ultrasound. We have clinical pharmacists here, and we even have an embedded behavioral health team that supports our primary care service.
Kate, do you want to add in and describe some of the specialty services available?
Yeah, so we offer an impressive list of specialty services here at MIT Health, and that includes obstetrics and gynecology. We have a dental clinic. We offer dermatology, allergy. We have optometrists and an ophthalmologist on site. We also offer sports medicine, orthopedics, and we have a new relationship with Bay State Physical Therapy. So we're offering physical therapy on site. We offer radiology, including mammograms and laboratory services. We have a travel clinic, and we also started offering acupuncture as well, which has been a huge asset to the clinic. It's been really well received. We offer an on-site urgent care that's open 7 days a week for non-life-threatening emergencies at our Cambridge location.
That's so comprehensive. Thank you for going over that. And Kate, Alessandro asks, Boston is a healthcare hub. Why should I use MIT Health Services instead of other practices? Can you please highlight for us the things that make MIT Health different from other practices?
Sure, that is a great question. MIT Health is very unique. First of all, we're very convenient. As mentioned previously, we have two sites. We have a Lexington site and a site in Cambridge. MIT Health clinicians also provide the MIT community with relationship-based care. Your providers are part of the MIT community and therefore really understand your needs.
Jess, Vivek asks, what do I need to do to be able to use MIT Health Services? So how do employees opt in?
Yeah, so really the only thing that you need to do is have one of our MIT Health insurance plans. So any employee or family member who has our health insurance plan is able to access our services. We really value having a designated primary care provider or PCP just to establish that longitudinal relationship between the patient and the provider. But you're certainly not required to designate a PCP if you prefer not to. So that really creates a good opportunity for people to schedule an appointment, come in, you know, give us a test, see if we fit your needs.
Dr. Obianwu, the next question is for you. We didn't forget about you. Duncan asks, I keep hearing that MIT Health is tailored to the needs of the MIT community. What does that even mean? Would you please tell us how MIT Health is tailored to the needs of the MIT community?
So at MIT, we have a pretty diverse population from all over the world. So we offer translation services in 150 languages in addition to American Sign Language. And we also have the ability to translate documents from other languages into English.
Wow. And Kate, will you expand on what Dr. Obianwu was just discussing?
Our clinicians really understand the occupational roles on campus. They are accustomed to explaining the why behind a diagnosis and not just marching orders.
Kate, I'd like you to answer this next one for us. Felix asks, can I utilize services at both the Cambridge and Lexington locations? How are the locations different in what they offer?
Absolutely, yes. So patients can utilize both the Lexington and Cambridge locations. Lexington offers primary care for adults and pediatrics. They also offer routine laboratory tests, as well as routine gynecological exams, including pap smears. The Cambridge location, however, offers a full scope of services, including all of those specialties I had mentioned. The Cambridge location also has an urgent care that is open 7 days a week.
Dr. Obianwu, can you expand on that for us?
Yeah, the Lexington location also adds additional convenience for people who live north of the city, closer to the I-95 loop.
I'd like to give you each a final thought here. So Jess, why don't we start with you? What would you like listeners to take away from today's message on getting your care at MIT Health?
Yeah, I would just like all the listeners to know that we are a great option for your healthcare needs for both primary care and specialty care. Most people find our location really convenient, especially if they tend to come to campus pretty regularly. And we also have a satellite location in Lexington that can be helpful for people who live out closer to that neck of the woods.
Kate, what about you?
MIT Health clinicians are vested in the health of the MIT community. They are part of the MIT community. They have a great understanding of what the community needs are, and they meet those needs every day. It is a wonderful environment where patients are treated like family.
What a great message. And Dr. Obianwu, last word to you. Can you please reiterate the benefits of MIT Health for our audience today as far as understanding the unique needs of this very unique community at MIT?
Yeah, I think it's awesome here. We are a pretty diverse group of people with different backgrounds and different interests. And we really care about the patients. We collaborate. We try our best to be as comprehensive as possible. And to add to what everyone else said, it's pretty convenient. If you're on campus, you can come right over to MIT Health. Or if you're out in Lexington, you can head over to the Lexington location as well.
Thank you all so much for joining us today. And that concludes this episode of Conversations with MIT Health. Please visit our website at health.mit.edu for more information and to get connected with one of our providers. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for joining us today.